Good afternoon. Still good afternoon. Hope you had a great afternoon. These early services are nice, aren't they? This churchy church. Oh, calm down, people. What? Somebody might be confused and think y'all like these things or something. I don't think I've heard that kind of amen since the time I ran down this hall and came back up. I didn't do that. John chapter 14. Let's go to heaven. Don't you want to go? The Bible is constant in its exhortation of Christians to talk to us about heaven. It constantly does that. Here in John chapter 14, our Lord is going to depart his apostles. He's going back home to heaven. He will pray in John chapter 17. The feet and the washing and the example of washing the apostles is chapter 13. The Holy Spirit will be spoken of as coming in 14 and 16. The Lord will pray in 17 and he'll be in the garden by chapter 18. And in the middle of that section of scripture, he says these words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms," or many mansions. King James, "if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know the way. We do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" The sermon this afternoon is the journey to heaven. And if we had a second part to that, or at least an underthought, it would be the need for Jesus to get there. You and I cannot get to heaven without Jesus. The Bible is so emphatic of the singular importance of Jesus Christ. The need for Jesus. If you want to go to heaven, you have to have Jesus. There is no other way to get there. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 that that's all he preached was Jesus Christ and him crucified. Chapter 4 and 17, as well as 7 and 17 in 1 Corinthians, he said he preached the same thing in every church. The book of Colossians, he said he preached it all over the world. And so as you work through Paul's writings, it is, "I'm preaching Jesus." Because ultimately, Jesus is necessary in one's life. Peter said, we quoted Acts 4:12 this morning, "No other name under heaven." If you're going to be saved, you need Jesus. If you're going to heaven, you need Jesus. Following are some reasons why, or some of the things the Bible says about Jesus. Number one, the Bible says Jesus is the shepherd we must hear. With regards to Jesus, John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep," he says, "that are not of this fold. I must bring them in also, and they will listen to my voice." You know, if you sit down and really think about it, there is no way you can get to heaven without the right message, without the right direction, without the right guide. There's only one who's come from heaven and gone back, and that's Jesus the Christ. All we like sheep have gone astray. Who is the shepherd? Jesus. What do the sheep need to do? They need to hear his voice. If you would go to heaven, it is because you will hear the voice of Jesus, the good shepherd, and follow him. But then secondly, with regards to Jesus, the Bible says Jesus is the way we must go. If you contemplate heaven as a destination and your journey there, how are you going to get there? What way will you go? Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Philip said, "How can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I'm the way." That's what Thomas asked. "Lord, we don't know the way." Jesus said, "I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by or through me." If you don't know Jesus, if you don't go the way of Jesus, friends, you put that in the context of the religious world of today. Whose voice will you hear? You start enumerating leaders of religious movements. You start enumerating who is the head, who is the teaching, who are you following, Who's the shepherd guiding your soul? What way or direction are they telling you to go? Jeremiah 10:23 comes to mind. Oh Lord, I know the way of man is not within himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own step. One of the reasons we exhort people that you cannot find the way in you. Sometimes people say, I'm trying to find myself. I'm searching. I'm looking. Well, you can keep looking and you can keep searching and you can keep checking. But if you don't get to Jesus, you will never know the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way except through him. But then thirdly, the Bible says Jesus is the door we must enter. If you go about and measure it any way you want to, what voice do you need to hear? Well, you need to hear the voice of Jesus. What way do you need to go? Well, you need to go the way of Jesus. What door do you need to enter? Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He will go in and out and find pasture. It seems in Scripture that literally Jesus is everything as it relates to you getting to God, getting to heaven. Jesus said, I am the door. John Shannon was here many years ago, and I remember listening to him preach, and he said, you have to obey the door. And I thought, that's a strange thing to say that. I've never really thought about obeying a door. But every time you come to a door and it says enter, if you try to exit, you'll get that wrong. If the door says push and you pull, if the door says pull and you push, you see, in the end, what you end up doing is obeying the door. You go exactly the way the door tells you to go. Jesus Christ is the door. If you don't enter by him, there is no other way. Sometimes people accuse Christians of being narrow-minded, bigoted, judgmental. You know, you can use all those words, but the truth of the matter is the Bible just won't let you believe anything else. The Bible won't open itself up wide enough for you to get two ways. The Bible won't allow for you to get more than one door. The Bible won't allow for you to get more than one shepherd. The Bible and God's word just reduces and reduces and reduces it down to one. And if you don't come that one way, it's not as if we got to call names. It's not as if we got to put other people down. All you have to do is say, I'm going through Jesus. Well, now that you just eliminated every other way. Jesus won't let you have two shepherds. Jesus won't let you have two ways. Jesus won't let you have two doors. Jesus simply is everything. But not only is he the way, not only is he the shepherd, the Bible says Jesus is the truth we must believe. The Bible teaches with regards to Jesus, his word is truth and he is the truth. I am the way, Jesus said, the truth and the life. John 14 and verse number 6. In John 8, 31, 32, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. In a world of false information, in a world of false religion, in a world of false prophets and false teachers, Peter says there would be such. 2 Peter 2:1, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. Peter says there will be false teachers. There are. Jesus said as much. Matthew 7:15-21. He says they'll come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. And now Jesus says, on the other hand, I am the truth. On the other hand, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth. Sometimes Christians sound too certain for people. Christian sounds like they know everything. No, listen, if Jesus said it, it's the truth. If the Bible teaches it, that's the truth. That's not almost the truth. That's not some of the truth. That's it. And for those who believe in God, that settles the issue. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth. The truth will make you free. If you want to go to heaven, if you want to get to God, Jesus, there's no other way. Not only is Jesus the truth, Peter says that Jesus is the example we must follow. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 beginning, Peter says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps. Who did no sin, neither was God found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled not again. When he was suffered, he did not threaten, but continued and entrusted himself to him that judgeth righteously." With regards to the path or the direction, if you just put these thoughts together with regards to what the Bible says about Jesus, we started with Jesus being the shepherd. If you were to read John chapter 10, the shepherd walks and the sheep know his voice. And so we turn to God's word and we follow the teachings of Jesus. With regards to the direction of that shepherd, Jesus says, "I'm the way." And so then the way that the shepherd goes, then we follow the shepherd, following his paths. We follow his direction. We follow his instruction. Jesus said, "The shepherd, I am the door. You have to enter through him if you want to be saved. All those who have come any other way," he says, "they are hirelings." Jesus said, "He's the truth that must be believed." John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." He is the example we must follow. How do you want to live your life? Who do you want to emulate? Who do you want to follow? Who do you want to be like? Jesus said, "Follow me. Follow in his steps." We began by asking, don't you want to go to heaven? Friends, the truth of the matter is, there simply is no other way to go to heaven without Jesus. Let me ask you this afternoon, do you know him? Have you submitted to Jesus? Are you willing to follow him? There is no disputing the knowledge of humanity and the grasp of the world that we have been able to accumulate by our knowledge and learning. There's not a human in the world who knows the way to heaven apart from Jesus. There's not a human in the world whose voice you should follow apart from Jesus. There's not a human in the world who can help you get out of sin apart from Jesus. Friends, you need Jesus in the worst way. Because as we talked about this morning, death is coming. And you need to prepare for eternity. And Jesus is the way to do that. Would you believe in him this afternoon? Would you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? John 8:24. Hebrews 11 and verse number 6, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You have to believe in Jesus. Would you repent of your sins? Change your heart, turn your life, commit to God, commit to his way, commit to his will, commit to what he has for you. You're a spiritual being. Live a spiritual life. Confess the name of Jesus. It's amazing, really, as you and I go through the course of the day, the different things we confess. The things we say we believe, the things we say we're about, the things we're willing to sign our name to and say, "I stand with." And people won't do that for Jesus. They won't stand up and stand with Jesus and confess his name. Jesus said, "If you confess me, I'll confess you. But if you're not willing to confess him, he won't confess you before his Father in heaven." Matthew 10:32-33. And will you not submit? Will you not be baptized for the remission of your sins? That the same Savior who died for you might save you from your sins. Those on Pentecost did, and about 3,000 souls were saved. And friends, you need to do that. We live in a world, friends, where it's constantly about us and we can't get sidetracked. But ultimately, is not this journey about heaven? This is not all there is. Without Jesus, you cannot go to heaven. I suppose on the flip side of that is, if you have Jesus, then you can be certain about heaven. Because of the promises of God, the power of the resurrection of Jesus, those in Christ go to heaven. One of the saddest days in the world, I suppose, will be those who had loved ones and they find themselves separated eternally. Why not go to heaven together? Why not go to heaven as a family, why not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and be a part of the greatest reunion that man has ever known? Not a Christian, become one. If you are, stay one, as we stand and as we sing.